This is March 16th. The main topic of the conversation in Ukraine today is the discussion of the victories of the Ukrainian army. Some even calls these victories the turning point in the course of hostilities. Kyiv is full of rumors about the defeat of Russian armies in the suburbs of the capital, the retreat or rather even the flight of invaders from the positions around the city. It is also said that the cities in the south of the country, Kherson and a number of others, are about to get rid of the occupation and live again under the Ukrainian flag. Information about the victories of the Ukrainian army reached other countries. Foreign journalists have been calling and writing since early morning, asking to confirm the rumors and clarify how far the Ukrainian counteroffensive has progressed and what losses the Russians have suffered. These rumors are no doubt life-affirming and most likely not without foundation. But there is still no reason to celebrate. Local victories have not yet grown into a global defeat of our enemy. Today's morning in Kyiv began with new shelling of residential buildings. Exactly at 6 in the morning, Russian shells hit the apartment building. Again, there are dead and wounded. Dozens of people have lost their apartments and all their property. All this turned to dust under the blows of the Russians. The Ukrainian government asks not to disclose the addresses of the houses that were hit by Russian shells and rockets, and not to write on the internet or discuss on the phone the destruction caused by the strikes. This is not censorship or an attempt to conceal the truth. This is a completely logical consideration justified by the realities of wartime. Any information about exactly where the missile hit, what damage it caused, can help the enemy in adjusting further fire on Ukrainian cities. Although sometimes it seems that the Russians do not even aim and just hit at random, trying to cause as much destruction and deaths as possible. In my native Kharkiv, more than 600 houses have been already destroyed in less than 3 weeks of the war. Some say that this is more than the Nazis destroyed during the entire Second World War. I don't know. I was born decades after the defeat of Nazism. But I have seen many other wars, including the war against ISIS in the Middle East. And I can say that in a senseless cruelty, in bloodthirstiness and stupidity, the Russian military surpassed even the dumbest jihadists. The bearded terrorists from the Middle East at least had an ideology to justify their atrocities. Crazy, perverted, criminal, but an ideology. The Russians have nothing. They came to Ukraine to destroy us, our cities, our present and future. They have no idea and no even idiotic or bloody vision of the future. Only the crazy, cruel present. Pain for the sake of pain, death for the sake of death. To steal, to rape, to kill are the only motives of the invaders. I don't know how the Russians will tell their children and grandchildren about why they came to Ukraine with all their weapons. I don't know what words they will choose to justify their atrocities to the next generations, and I don't want to know it. To be honest, I want to never hear anything about these people at all again, never see them and forget about their existence at all.